Celebrity Waiter Night, round two with the Bears, right?
Yes.
How's it feel to have all the guys out here?
It's so good to have all the guys out here. You know, Ryan Pace is out here, Akeem, Jordan Howard, Mitch Trubisky. I mean, like, so many of my guys are coming to support. And it just means a lot to me because, in my opinion, it's the best way for the fans to get to know the players. And it's obviously for a great cause. It's for what we do in Nigeria. And the guys hear about that, they care about it, and that's why they're here.
You guys want some more masala?
Do you have any previous waiter experience?
Ooh, I don't. This is actually my first job playing for the Bears, so my mom's probably out there laughing, but it's true.
Where were you a waiter?
At Chuckles.
Chuckles ain't got no waiters.
I know. I used to serve people through the drive-thru when I was in high school.
What a lot of people don't know about me was one of my first jobs was at Applebee's. So, yeah, let's just say I know my way around the restaurant.
Look the part, but do you know your stuff? What are you serving?
All right, we got a New York strip on top with a truffle butter glaze over. Underneath is a bacon cheddar hash brown. I think I got it there.
Okay.
I haven't had one yet, but I'm about to eat all of it.
I was serving jumbo shrimp from Indonesia. People have compared me and said the shrimp is bigger than me, but you know what? Defer that comment and just keep serving the shrimp.
So do you know it? What do we have here?
So it's a New York strip with a hash brown bacon.
All right. See,
the bacon is the key now. Hash brown bacon.
That was way better than Connor Barth's description. Most likely to drop a tray tonight.
I would say Akeem. Yeah, Akeem Hicks.
We'll go with Connor Barth.
All right, Connor. That's one for Connor.
He came in here pretty cocky with the tuxedo already, so.
Akeem. He's got all those muscles. You know what I mean? He got those muscles and his pockets a little bit heavier now. Got a new little check, new little, extension. So he's got a lot weighing him down.
Now, I've asked everyone else who's the most likely to drop something or break something. You've been a popular answer.
Thank you all so much. And understand that what we're doing, it goes a really long way to the people in Nigeria. So thank you so much. And now, round of applause. Yep.
We love you, Sam.
I love you, too.
Tell me about your progress in Nigeria.
Yeah, so we've been working towards building this clinic, Living Home Medical Center. And by the grace of God, we were able to open up last summer in June. So we're so excited about that. The next step is to make that thing like go, to make it run. And so anyways, we've made some steps and made some strides, and now this is only part two.
What made you want to come out here and support Sam tonight?
You know, Sam's such a great teammate and supports such a great cause. And I know he's done a lot for Nigeria and the hospitals. And I'm happy to help in any way I can.
Just want to thank y'all for showing the support and support Sam as well.
Sam's a great teammate, you know, so I do anything for him. So just by coming out and showing my support, you know, it means a lot to him. So anything for that.
Knowing Sam, the type of guy he is and how great of a teammate he is. And he just said it was such a great event last year. And then that combined with just his charity and how sincere of a guy he is. Just want to be here for him and support him.
He's an awesome guy, and he's always putting people in positions to give back. And this is just another event that shows just what kind of character he has.